It is Next Gen Farmer Day here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our guest in studio right now is none other than Chris Elliott from Elliott's Farm Equipment, who have been helping serve the entire Ottawa Valley since 1959. A real multi-generational family-owned business that continues to make strides in our agricultural sector and also supporting us right here who live in town with just mowing lawns and shoveling snow. So again, Chris, thank you so much for joining us here today and kind of talk us through a little bit about some of the changes that you've really seen when it comes to machinery and the way the agriculture sector is kind of to move into a new generation, per se, when it comes to technology.
Technology really advanced in the agricultural sector probably 10, 15 years ago. So on the Massey side of things, for example, is nowadays with real-time cans and stuff like that, we can actually predetermine on a tractor that a product's going to have some kind of failure with a sensor before that even fails, to have a technician ready on site with a proper tool, proper piece to actually go out and fix that before it even fails.
Now, again, this is just a rumor that I've heard, but can some even farming equipment kind of operate on their own out in the field?
So that is still in trial. They don't have, they're out there trying it and stuff like that, but it's actually still in the trial stages. Some companies in the States have equipment that will drive itself, do itself, but for the most part, I haven't actually seen or been involved in any retail to the end user, but that is out there. They've been doing that for 5 years of actually autonomous vehicles driving the fields, doing their own thing where they can actually send two or three tractors out or combines, do all the jobs, and don't have to wait around for their employees that are sick or missed. So they kind of depend on that as the go-to. And that is one of those things that's going to come to the forefront sooner and later as autonomous tractors, combines, and implements. It just, it's a matter of time. It's not a matter of if or when. It's just a matter of time that will actually happen.
You were mentioning too about there's some sort of, again, I don't know the terminology, but you know, like a piece of equipment that kind of like when it goes to planting and things like the whole agricultural sector and farmers just be kind of, you know, more efficient?
Yeah, the days of planting and stuff, just going out to their field and just putting the corn or bean into the ground, those days are gone past. It's really fine-tuned. Every seed has a certain depth, certain moisture, certain everything about it has to be planted exactly the right to get their return on investment back. These planters nowadays, precision planting especially that we deal with, they can sense the moisture in the ground. They can sense the depth of the ground. They can sense everything about it to make sure that seed gets to the right depth with the right moisture. The computers are thinking 200 times a second actually to actually get that seed in the right spot.
So with this comes obviously a lot of more training for, you know, your staff and your techs and things like that. Is that something that's been kind of in the works now for a while, or is it something that you're still kind of building upon?
No, we have the staff that are trained on it. We get critiqued by the AGCO or Massey people. We have to send our technicians away to school for this on a yearly basis. Each technician that's certified has to go to 4 hours of in-school training. Could be in Ontario, could be in Kansas, could be in Heston. We have to send them away for this training. And they grasp it. They get it. They understand it. Most of these guys that are dealing with this stuff are heritage farmers or been farmers or understand the aspect of what it takes to be a farmer and when a machine's down, how to get it going. So they've embraced the technology. I definitely push them harder sometimes on the technology side of things because I know it's one of those things that's never going to go away, and it's here to stay. Everybody's got cell phones. Everybody's got laptops. They understand it. It's just a matter of getting the guys on board to understand it and learn it, and also train the customers. That's another big aspect to it, if not just dropping a machine off in the yard, is actually sitting down with the customer, understand it, get them understanding it, feeling it, touching it, driving it, and questions. We're there to help them out. We want to be in business for many years to come. They want to be in business for many years to come. So we do it as more of a relationship thing with the farmer to make sure they're getting the return on investment, because this stuff isn't cheap anymore and it's not going to get any cheaper, hate to say that, but it's it's definitely one of those things is technology. It's here to stay, and we just have to embrace it, and everybody has to be involved in it, just from point of sale to end user.
Again, our guest in studio today is none other than Chris Elliott from Elliott's Farm Equipment. And Chris, thank you so much for joining us here today. It has been another edition of Next Gen Farmer here on MyFM.